on that, Chacham at Bay, Tnan Hesam. Atluliyais Akreves. Luliyais, Rashi says, Tilei Kalke. These are mounds of Kalke. V'derech b'nei Odom likver b'teil, mishum de'ein b'nei Odom mati min ha'derech laver olot. That means a person, even though he goes off the derech, but he won't walk on top of this tail. V'ir v'derech l'kamon meforesh lo. Now, I'd just like to mention the Chazaynish, he elaborates a little bit more on what these Teluliyos are. Because then he says as follows, Teluliyos pirshu b'tesefte v'haynu shenikar shenistam kan boir. It is nikar, there was a boil, and the boil was freshly stuffed up. The first. Uchidesanya, it says in the Tesefta, Ezel tlulish shel ofer shel gabe biko. Biko beis yud kuf ayim. That means there was a split, a hole in the earth, and they were soisim it. Vafilu ba'ofer al gabi bikua davke betel chashinon avoloi b'meisha. But you need two things. That you see that there was a split in the kalke. There was a boil. The boil was filled up. And also there's a tail. It's not smooth earth. There's a tail over it. These are the teluliyos which we are speaking about. And these tluliyos, Rashi says, that they're convenient for people to be mekava mason there. Now, atluliyos akreivites, the tluliyos which are close, bein la'ir, bein la'derech, they're closed either to an ear or to a derech. So if they are closed, Aloch is echod chadoshais ve'echod yishonais tmeis. So it doesn't matter if they're chadoshais or if they're yishonais the tmeis. Horchoikis, we'll see later what chadoshais means, what yishonais means. Horchoikis. The tluliyos which are rochek min ha'ir, the rochek min ha'derech, then there's a different halacha. Chadoshais tahirais. If it's a fresh tluliyos, then it's tahir. Yishonais tmeis. So we have here two guidelines. We have a guideline of kreves and rochekes, and chadoshais and yishonais. By kreves, everything is tomei. Sai chadoshes, sai yeshonis. And by rechoikes, dafke yeshonis atome. Now we have to explain our guidelines. So it says further, Eizehu kreive, chamishim amat. If it's close chamishim amat to the ear, that's called kreive, and then everything is tomei. Ve'ezahi yishono, what is called that it's old, shishim shono. That means that this tlulius was here already for 60 years. Then that's called old. Then it's tome. Till 60 years, it's called kadoshes. Divrei Ramei, that's what Ramei holds. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, a different shir. Kreivo she'ein kreivo himeno. This is the closest tail to the derech or ear. Yeshana she'ein odom zeicho. Yeshana That means, she'en kreivai meno, so that means if the closest tail is, let us say, is 20 amos away, so only that one is tamei, but the next one wouldn't be tamei. She'en kreivai meno. He says that there's one 20 amos and one 30 amos, the one 30 amos away is tamei. Yishana, when is it called Tulius Yishanis, which are always Tommy Afilabai Rechaikes, She'ein Odom Zeicha. A person does not remember that there wasn't a tail there. That means as long as he could remember, he's 70 years old already, or 75 years old, he always remembered there was a tail there. That's called Yishana. He doesn't remember when this tale was made. Everything is very vague, but let us go further. Now, we have over here, it's kreivais and rechaikis min ha'ir or min ha'derech. My ear or my derech. What ear are we speaking about? And what derech are we speaking about? Ilema ear mamish. An ear means any ear. Derech mamish. Or derech is also any derech. So the Gemara asks, misveike mi marzekinan tume? That means that you have an ear without any reyesa whatsoever. And you say if you have tluliyos, which are kreves to this ear, remarksik that someone was nikvah there. Misveike mi marzekin antume v'omar eish lokish ilo motzu v'toru eretz Yisrael. Bekitzer, without a reyese, we're not marzik tume. So what is pshat in this halacha that you have a tail that is korev and korev to an ear or to a derech and you metamit bein chadoshis bein yishonis. Omar Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira started explaining a little of the sugya. Ear hasmucha lebeis hakvoris. An ear means an ear that's samuch to a beis hakvoris. V'derech, derech beis hakvoris. Derech means a derech to a beis hakvoris. Now, let us go further. So, dafke, in such places, there's a mokem to be chayish that in these tluliyos, someone was nikba. Bishloime derech beis hakvoris. So we have to understand as follows. The normal place where a person is mekaver a mace is a beis hakvoris. They didn't use these tluliyos to samozay to be mekaver meisim. That's not the place where you mekaver meisim. But here it says that if it's korev to a derech, or it's korev to the ear, chadoshes, we are toile, maybe a mace is nikba there. So, what is pshat? So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime derech beis hakvoritz, a derech beis hakvoritz, so I can understand why we are chayish, that someone was mekaber a mace in this tale. Why? Dezimnim de misrami bein hashmoshes. Sometimes it could be that people were going on the derech to the bein hashmoshes, u mikri kavru betel, and they were mekaber betel. That means it was bein hashmoshes. They realized that they could not make the kvure in the beis hakvoris. It's late. It's bein hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos. So therefore, they were mekaberet in a tail. Ela ir hasmucha lebeis akvoris, kulu lebeis akvoris ozli. But an ir that somach lebeis akvoris, kulu lebeis akvoris ozli. Yeah. Omar Rab Chanine, mitoich shahanoshim koivrei shom nifleim. So the Gemara answers, the women are mekava their nephilim. Humuke shchin zeroye isaya. The muke shchin are mekava their evorim. So memele, so that's why chamishim amo somoch le'ir, we are chayish, maybe a nephil was buried there. Or maybe a mukeshchin was makaber an eva there. Is at chamishim amma oz leihi lechuda. Till chamishim amma, a woman will go herself and be makaber an eva, an eva. Or a mukeshchin goes this year. Tvei. But if she wants to go more than 50 yamets, so she won't go herself. Dabra inish bahado. Then she'll take a person to go with her. She won't go herself more than 50 yamets. Ulebeis akvoris ozlo. And then she'll go to the beis akvoris. Hilkach tume be'eretz Yisrael leimach sekino. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to elaborate a little on this Gemara, which is a very difficult Gemara to understand. Let us see Rashi. So let us see Rashi again. Atuliyois tilei karke. These are mounds in the karke we mentioned before from the Chazainish. There's a boir that was nistam ba'ofar. We can see, and the stime is not level to the karkois. Soviv haboil, the stime is over the boil. It's a tail. V'derech b'nei odom likver b'tail, and people would be mekaver in a tail, that means it's inviting. A tail is a place which is suitable to be mekaver. Mishum deim b'nei odom moti min haderech laver olov, because a person won't go over it. It's a tail and it's not flat area. A person will be mekaver b'tail. Ve'ir v'derech lekamon meforish lo. So it says as follows: if it's korayt, if this tail is korev to the ear or to the derech. So then, echod chadoshes. What is the taych chadoshes? She'ein zman rochek shloy hoya kantel. That means it's not a long time that there wasn't a tail here. That means this tail is fresh. The ikolameima. Even the chadoshahi, since this is a fresh tale, in ise shenikbar shomeis, mitche dochele. So then there's a svore. Again, we mentioned people do not bury mesim, stamazoi, in a tale, in a boil. There's a place for mesim. A beis akvoris is made for mesim. If for some reason they buried a mace in this tail, we would hear about it. It's something that's not from the usual. If they buried a mace in that tail, especially Bisman, Chazal, the people were Nizer and Taris, and some Amela, we would hear about it. We see a new tail. So that means this was, someone had covered this boil recently. We didn't hear any mices that, they were macabre someone in this tale. So I have all the right to assume that So why should you think that there's a mace there? If there would have been a mace, I would have heard about it. So it would be remembered. It's recent. He would have remembered. Afilu hachi tmeis misofik. If it's kreivos leir, it's still tame. Why? The kiven de smucha leir ika lemeimer isha yechida holcha vekavre sham neifel shalom. That means if a mace tamaze was nigbar, no, a mace is with a levayim, it has, but I mean a mace is something. So memele, if that mokim would have been used for some reason to be mekaber a mace, it would be nisparsa. But if an ish is mekaber a nevel, that goes without a fanfare. I deserve you, no one knows that she had a knife or she was mapel. I mean, these are things which are dvorim tznuim, so it could very well be, if it's close to the ear, a woman went and found this tail conveniently, and she put the knife in the tail. The kavra sham knife shalom. Horechai, guys. What is, if this tail is further than 50 ames away from the ear, then isha yechida heileche sham. So then, if an isha yechida does not go there, so then, she goes with someone. If she goes with someone, so the Gemara says later she'll go to the Beis HaKvaros. Let's go further. Now, horechoikets. The ein isha yechida ilechesham is chadosha is teiros. Bim isa de nikbar be. Now, if someone was nikbar over there, that means, let's say that she went with someone and they went to mekaberet. So this is not an isha alone. Have a yodile. We know about it. So it's rochek min ha'ir. Aisha Yechida Zicha didn't go. So if she went with someone, we would know about it. Yeshana is Temeya, Shekvar Nishkach Hadovo Min Hayoide. Could be was Take Mufusim, Bishas Maisa, when it was used to be Mekabara Mais, but it's Yeshana, so you have to go back. We'll see, 60 years to go back to remember. 60 years ago, Takerman people knew about it, but as time progresses, we forget. So then we have to be chayish, maybe, these are talking about rechoikis, we have to be chayish, maybe there was a kvura there, even though now we don't know about it, but could be b'shaitoi, people knew about it. That it's 60 years old. That's Rameya. And Rabbi Yudah says she'en kreivei mena. Avam yesh kreivei mena. Afilu hi besoy chamishim amet. Have kirechoike. Avam yesh kreivei mena. Afilu hi besoy chamishim amet. Have kirechoike. So that's called a rechoike already. B'chadosha toire demisa da holche isha yechida liper loishovka kreive mena v'ozul gabi dahach. She won't leave over the closer one. So therefore, I don't have to be chayish for the next one. I don't have to be chayish for the closer one. And that is shitas Rab Yehuda by kreiko. Shitas Rab Yehuda by Yeshona, shen odam zoiche, shen odam oimer zocher ani shaloi hoya kanteu. Ubiyomi nasa teu zekan. That means shen odam zoicho, when he came into this world, he remembers there always was a tail. No one remembers that when this tale was made. That's called Ayishana. That means everyone in the city remembers that this tale was always there. That's called Ayishana. So the Gemara said, Eize derech ve'eize ir, what do you say? The Gemara says in Nazir, ila motzu alila ba'alma motzu chachomi v'rziku bo litlois ole letaire seret zisobim seches Nazir perek basa. Alme misveike le marzekine in tume bekakoi shal eretz Yisrael. Retirus Yisrael so garsine bole garsine in kol. So the Gemara says, so no, we're only speaking about a certain derech and a certain ir. We're speaking about derech beis akvoris, a derech that leads to a beis akvoris. An ir is hasamuch le beis akvoris. So the Gemara says, Bishleima aderech, we're afraid the Misrami ben Ashmoshe shel Erev Shabbos, ben Shehus Leilech ad Beis HaKvoros. And here is maybe the Noshim, Umukeshchin, Shevoreyem Neuflim, Eishachotche Noison, Beve Menachai Metamek, Eve Minameis, Kedamrinen Bo'er Baroit. Now, let us try to elaborate a little on this difficult subject. There's a mirror de kekashe that I saw the Pnei Yeshua asks. The Pnei Yeshua asks, the Gemara says that, tluliyois asmuchais le'ir, the kreivois are tome, because we're afraid a woman was mekaba anefa. So the Gemara asked Akashe, so every Tluliyeis HaSomach to any year is Tame. We learned Ila Matzavatiru Eretz Yisrael. Someone says, no. It's Tluliyeis HaSomach Le'ir HaSomach Le'Beis HaKlos. Fine. So Kan Shoyel HaBen, and what are we afraid of? That a woman was Makaba HaNeifel. So what happens if a woman does not live near a Beis HaKvoros? It's a very modern mice over here. If she lives next to Beis HaKvoros, then she goes and she's Mekaba on Eifel, 50 amas away from the ear. If she doesn't live near a Beis HaKvoros, what happens then? It's very unclear. The whole Gemara is very unclear. So Baruch Hashem, the Chazaynish in the Holis, Simen Chav Beis, Eis Hei, explains this Gemara. We're speaking about two cases. There's a derech, Beis HaKvoros, and there's an ir HaSomuch le Beis HaKvoros. So the Chazaynish says as follows. Beis HaKvoros, Somuch le ir Mikri, a Beis HaKvoros at Somuch Le'ir, it's speaking about She'ein Derech Kavua Leilech Le'Beis HaKvoros. You hear the Beis HaKvoros that is near the ear, so it's close to the ear, there's no Derech that was made to go to the Beis HaKvoros. So how do you get to the Beis HaKvoros? You take shortcuts. It's close to the ear. You need a Derech. Allah Hilchin, Bishvile Sadais, Ukromim. These paths you go to, it's near here. Oy Hilchim Derech Hasadis Vabikai, Shekein Noigin, Bnei Adam, Bimokim Hasomuch, Lava Yishama, Kifi Yezdamnas. If it's close, so there's a problem how to get there. It's 5 minutes away. So you don't have to go and build a highway to get there. So if you can't, you go, you make a shortcut, you go through someone's field, or that's how you get to the Beis HaKvoros. Avo b'mokim horochik. If you have a Beis HaKvoros that's far away, then soilalim lahem mesila kibur. Then you make a derech, you make a highway to get there. I mean, you're not going to go to each one's backyard till it's a 10-mile affair. You're going to get to there. Then, if you have to get to the Beis HaKvoros, then there's a derech. You make a derech to get to the Beis HaKvoros. Fine. Now, So he says like this. Ir hasmucha lebeis hakvoros. An ir that somuch lebeis hakvoros. The Gemara said, let's say by derech. By derech, the Gemara said, a derech, this, that means that the ir is not close to the beis hakvoros. It's far away from the beis hakvoros, but there's a derech that leads to the beis hakvoros. Now, there's a distance. A person can miscalculate. It's a derech. It's rochik min habeis hakvoros. So, a person can miscalculate, he's going on the derech. Now it becomes, it's late, it's Erev Shabbos. They see, they miscalculate it, and it's Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos, so they can't get to the Beis HaKvoros. I mean, so, they have a mace with them. So they'll look close to see if there's a place where it can be Mekabba the mace. Now, I'll speak about this later a little more. I just had a shtikel ha'ore. I don't know if the Loshna Gemara is davke or lav davke. The Gemara says, by the derech to the Beis HaKvoros, we're afraid, zimnim misrami bein hashmoshes u'mikri kovo. It could be the misrami bein hashmoshes shal erev Shabbos, ve'ein shuhus leilech at Beis HaKvoros. So, does that mean it was Bein HaShemoshes already? Because if it was Bein HaShemoshes, I don't know how they could make Bein HaShemoshes. Amir al-Akum is muta. Ashvus, l'chayre to be mekabar ha-meis Bein HaShemoshes, I don't know if it should be muta. L'chayre involves malachas v'iraisis to be mekabar ha-meis. You're stuffing a hole. You're doing something. That's loyre bossy. If the Bein HaShemoshes means that not it was Bein HaShemoshes, it was 10 minutes before Bein HaShemoshes, but they saw they can't reach the Beis HaKvoros. Anyway, so by a tail, hasomach lederech, and you see a new tail now, so there's a mokim to think, even though again, a tail is not a place where people are mekabel mason. But it could be that it was Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes and didn't have an Eitzeh, so they chose this tail to be mekabel mason over there. There's a shaila, the Chazinish is Ma'ira the shaila, we're talking about derech. He just said that usually there's a keil. When a person is mekabar ha'meis, usually there's a keil. So what happened by this derech? We found a tail, it's samuch to the, we now understand how a meis could become nikbar in this tail. But there's a big kasha, so why doesn't anyone know about it? We said chadosh is usually you know about it. So, and that's why the chaykes are toher. So the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayah says, you know about it if it was planned. That means if they planned to be mekabur in a tail someplace, so people know about it. This mace was planned to be nikbar in the Beis HaKvoros. Now, it was Azman Bol, it was Erev Shabbos before the Shkia, and so they buried him there. This, not necessarily will there be a Koyim. People will know about it, because it's not a planned anhoge. It just happened that way, so. People were going to the Beis HaKvoros. I mean, could be we're talking about a tail that samuch that derech of the Beis HaKvoros. The derech is a 10-mile derech. I mean, these people, who knows where they come from, and they went and they were mekaber epizazoi near the derech, and it wasn't planned to be this way, so memele, this is shayach, even though it's a new tail, no one will know about it. So the Chazanish says, but this inyan of Bein HaShemoshes will never happen by a ir hasomuch lebeis hakvoros. Ir hasomuch lebeis hakvoros. It's close. There's no need for a derech. It it's close. You just make a few shortcuts and you're there in the Beis HaKvoros. There's no need of a derech. So this year, so there won't be such a thing, Bein HaShmoshes, they got stuck. I mean, it's this doesn't happen by Yir HaSomach LeBeis HaKvoros. In Lochash LeBein HaShmoshes. So if the Chazanish, to keep it do derech tzore, it's close. She is achru, that they'll get stuck at she yuchat so likbar baderech. Miu, yesh lochush lenoshim hakoibes nifrileyim, umukishrim zroye seyim. We could be afraid that noshim will be makabal in the fallen. Ubebeisak voris rochig shahulchem elov baderech. If a beis habakvar is rochik, ein lochash on the forum. Shaloi yikbaru samuch le'ir, kivin shu rochik mi beis hakvaris. That means a nafel, a person will never bury a nafel, stamazoi. Stamazoi to bury a nafel in the middle of nowhere. Ela yesh lochash le'bein hashmoshes. Only for bein hashmoshes is a shaykh. But over here, the Chazon Ish says, here, since this is a Beis HaKvoros, there's a Beis HaKvoros close, so they can't reach the Beis HaKvoros, but since this is close to the Beis HaKvoros, so people burying the Nephilim, women burying the Nephilim, because by name, this is like an extension of the... It's close to Beis HaKvoros. I won't go so far. Woman won't go so far. Mamish to the Beis HaKvoros. If it's more than Chamisha Mame, she won't go so far. But Al Koponim, this is not in the middle of nowhere. This is, Otot is the Beis HaKvoros. So there, they were Chayish for Kfuras Nefolim. That's L'chayr Dachzmeh Pshat in the Chazon Ish. So these two are advorim shchichim. These two advorim shchichim hastes, that means that the shaykh, two cases of chadoshes that there's no koil, people don't know about it. One case is if it's korev l'derech, and could be because the Bein HaShmoshes came upon them, so therefore they were forced to make a kvura there, and we mentioned Tverish Yisrael said that kvura could be, since it wasn't planned, there won't be, people will be unaware of it. And the same thing, Noshim who are Mekabed and Nefolim, they're only Mekabed and Nefolim, Samuch LeBeis HaKvoros. By them, it's like, this is like an extension of the Beis HaKvoros to them. This is also Shaykh, because this is in the area of the Beis HaKvoros, so there'll be Mekabel, then the Folim there. But if it's more than 50 Amis, then a woman won't go, and she'll take a man with her, and then they'll go to the Beis HaKvoros. But here, she can't go, and she feels it's close to the Beis HaKvoros, so she doesn't feel guilty in being mekabel the nafel, or the mukeshrin won't feel guilty in being mekabel his evor. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Echad chadoshes ve'echad yishones. Teimet. The hochim maskir she'enoi poshut koidem. Here we are maskir she'enoi poshut koidem. That means, what it's echad chadoshes. That means, Chadoshes is as far as to say that it's not Tomei, because this is new, and I would have heard about it. Afapikein, Chadoshes are also Tomei. Be'echod Yishones. Yishones is more posh that it's Tomei, because Yishones could be, I'm unaware, could be it was Nisparsim, but it's Yishones, people forgot about it. Taim dahochi masker sheinei poshet koidem. It's like zu vein tzorich loimazu. The chain bahacholitz. Also, we have he chaps on the einei poshet koidem. It says like this: There's a din of hafchone, that a woman is not permitted to get married the first 3 months after she was married to someone else. So it says, lo yis'arsu, not even allowed to make eresen. That's a chiddush. If I make eresen, it's a problem of hafchone, the zichah won't be a child from the second one. Lo yis'arsu, v'lo yinosu, ad shi'ilam gimul chadosh. Then it says further, echad besulois, ve'echad be'ulois. Maskir eresin kaidem nisuin, upsulois kaidem be'ulois. So, eresin is a chiddush, psulois is a chiddush, because the zichan oshav of chan of their psulois from the first marriage. Ta'ainu she'enei poshet kaidem. Hi. So two cases we see that were masked the Einei Poshet Koidem. Reish Hashanah Tanan, Echad Yavne, Ve'echad Kol Mokim Sheyesh Poid Bezden. A Yavne, there was a Bezden Kavua. Ve'echad Kol Mokim Sheyesh Poid Bezden. Hosam Noked of a Poshet Bereish. Ve'chein Bebo Bekame, Echad Achayfer Boir, Siyach Ma'ora. Now, Boir is Poshet, it says in the Torah, Yichayish Boir. And then it says, Hu adin asiyach ma'ore, which is not a boyer, it's a different surah. When mesech es soite, echot ha'boine, ve'echot aloikeyach, gabi me'oichel melchome. They're speaking about yechayza me'oichel melchome, a boine bayis, that's what the pasuk says, and then aloikeyach bayis also is chayza me'oichel melchome. Verashi namigoris peperkame desuke gabi machzelas gedoyle shasole shiva tmeya. A machzelas gedoyle, that is osile shiva, so that's makabotumis medris, vein mesachechim bo, double makabotumi, not mesachech. Rabbi Lezer oime achas ktana vachas gedoyle, saya ktana, which is not osile shiva and saya gedoyle. Uporich, like the Gemara, achas gedoyle v'achas ktana miboyle. You don't say achas ktana v'achas gedoyle. That zuv ain't tzorch leimezu. You say achas gedoyle v'achas ktana. V'yekosu v'svorm lehepech v'rashi mapech agilse mishum de derech atanoim lahasker aposhet koidim. So memele, so from machzelois, from yavne, from boyer, from echad aboyne, we see that the Seder is your masker, the Dover HaPoshet. And that's the Seder, Loizu Avzu. And by us, and by Havchone, they were masker, the Chiddush first. Vaymeri, so the Ri says it matters. The Heiched, the Koya, Plukte, if there is a machloikis, or yakro, or he's going on a posik, masker a poshet koid. Then you masker the poshet. Ki ahi, the pligi rabbelozer atana kana besuke. There's a machloikis by machzelois. Bahavale le meima, achas gdoile shata moidali kartoide bektan. So fakel, by a machloikis, it says like this. You're only machma by a gdoile. Not only a gdoila, a ktana also. V'chein echod yavne, poli gadi rebeleze, doma loy hiskam yechen ben zake, she taken elu bi yavne. So my mail, it's very good, the echod yavne. You say only yavne, I say no. Sa yavne, sa kol, ir she yesh poi bezne. So my mail, it's very good that you mask your deposit, because I'm telling him, just like you made it to me in this, be made it to me in this. That's when there's a machloikis. If you're going on a posik, a babakama besoite koyakro, some emelech, so fakels, we say, the posik says boyer, uadin, siyechem ore. The posik says boyne bayis, uadin loikeyach. Avol hoche bachoilets loikoyamidi. It's not going on a machloikis, it's not going on a posik. Is ein lahatpid eize nishnet chila. That means since it's just a seder advorim, so the Tana was a matvid. Even though in the seder it's zuv ein tzorch loy mezu, but it seems in a seder that's not a problem. Tmeyes, peirish bekunteris, the bekroivois afilu chadoshes tmeyes. Now, we had we had that by Kroivais, Chadoshis Atmeis. By Rechoikais, only Yishonis Atmeis. Peish Bekut. It's the Mekroivis Afila Chadoshis Atmeis. Mishum da Ozlo Ihi Lechudo. She's going herself. If it's Kroiva, she'll go herself. Ve'en Yodua Im Kovroshom. And if she was Mekava, I don't know about it. Avol rechoiko didabra inish bado, but a rechoike then she won't go herself. Is the umole kovre inish dozel bado hoye megala. So that's why rechoikes are tohoye. If it's rechoikes mene iritz toyer, because who got there? She herself won't go there. So she'll go with someone. If she goes with someone, some emela, we would hear about it. That's what Rashi says. The thesis of Rashi brings is chadoshes toires. Rechoikes. And you should yechida ileches shom. It's chadoshes toires. The misa de nikbar bay have a yodilei. She doesn't go herself. So if a kvura happened over there, so we would have heard about it. And since we didn't hear about it, so it's all right, there was no kvura there. It's more than 50 yamis. But yishon is atom, even though the dabre inish bado, nishtaka chadova. But it's yishon is. So the zichur was once a pill that they were mekabel, but it's yishon is. And as time passed, we forgot about it. The koshelari, the imkain, a maitzoch loimel besomach. Why does the Gemara say later? The Gemara says as follows, that till 50 yamis, she'll go herself. After 50 yamis, she'll go to the Beis HaKvoris. She takes someone else with her, she goes to the Beis HaKvoris. Why do you have to say this? The imkain, a maitzoch loimel besomach, the dabri nishbadu le Beis HaKvoris, ozlo. More than 50 yamas, a person goes with her. So if it's more than 50 yamas, chadosh is toiris. So if it's chadosh, it's toiris. Then we would have known about it. The Gemara says something else, and Rashi says something else. The Gemara says that she takes someone, then she goes to Beis HaKvoris. So that's why Rechoike, she don't have to be afraid b'chlal that Anisha was Mekaber HaNeifel. Because that person will go with her to the Beis HaKvoris. And Rashi says that different cheshbon. If that person was Mekaber over there, there'll be a curse. Void ila Beis HaKvoris Ozlo, if that's the klal, that more than 50 Amish, you go to the Beis HaKvoris, you shon is Samay Tmeis. The Gemara says you go to the Beis HaKvoris. So if there's an old tale, why is it Tomei? Who went there? The Gemara itself says that more than 50 Amish, you go to the Beis HaKvoris. She takes someone and then you go to the Beis HaKvoris. So why is Yishon Nistake Tomei? The Nira Lerike Rabbeinu Chanan. The Pirish, the Yishon Nistmeyes, Afilu Rechoikos. The Chayshinon, Shema Kroibos Hoyu. Shehoyo heir etzlo b'chorit. So the Rach says a whole new pshat in Yishonis. Not pshat in Yishonis, that's for sure. An Isha who goes alone will only go 50 amas from the year. And if she goes with someone else, so they don't bury in the surroundings of the Beis HaKvoris. If they're going with someone else to go to the Beis HaKvoris, Anisha doesn't go for it, doesn't feel guilty because this is summer to the Beis HaKvoris, so she feels she was Mekabe the Neifel in the vicinity of the Beis HaKvoris. But if you have someone going with you, you go to the Beis HaKvoris. So why are Yishonis Tmeis? So there's a different cheshbon over here. Rechoikes techaishinen shemek choyvisoyu. We're afraid that the ear extended. And we're talking about 60 years. That's Yishonis. 60 years ago, or more than 60 years ago. So Mamela, who knows what the year looked like 60 years ago? So Mamela, even though this is now 60 Amis away from the year, but maybe 65 years ago, this was 40 Amis away from the year. The year may be extended. And if the, in some Mamela, so 65 years ago, a woman would be Mekaber, her navel, in this tale, which is now 60 Amis away from the year, but then it was 40 Amis away from the year. In the same thing, the Chazanish is by a derech. That means Yishones, maybe the derech also extended a little bit. So even though that means the only shaila by a derech is maybe Bein HaShemoshes. In Bein HaShemoshes, they won't go far away from the derech. That means till 50 Amos to find a place where to be Mekabah. They won't go far away from the derech. But could be that 60 years ago, the derech was situated a little in a different matzah. So now Taisa says the whole Yisod that Rashi said, when she goes with a person, there'll be a Keil already. If you are being Mekaber and Nefil, there won't be a Tumul, so she goes alone, so she goes with a man also. So Memele, so, but the Gemara says there's nothing what to worry about. If she goes with a man, they'll go straight to the Beis HaKvoris. But by Yishonis, we are afraid maybe 65 years ago, the city was extended closer to the Beis HaKvoris. And then, so this tale, which is now 60 Amos away, was then 40 Amos away. Period. Now, is Kan Sheila Ben, how does this come into Ksubis? So the Gemara is going to tell us right now. Omar Rav Chisda, Shma Mino Mirab Meir, Hai Saduse Ad Shiten Shnin Mitkar, Tfei Loi Mitkar. We had learned a sugya yesterday that a person could remember Edus, what he was an Edam, after he forgot, he can remind himself. There's a Gevaldike Batone, the Stipler writes, Tavken Chaye Oilom, he says, the Inyan of Zikoron is a Muridike Matone. That means whatever a person knows is not in front of him. If all his knowledge would be in front of him, he'd be a Meshuganer. That means so he's able to store his knowledge. And when he needs it, he brings it up in the Zikon. The Zikon is a Mordeke Matnas Hashem, what a person has. Fine. So we had a whole sugya yesterday that a person could forget something and he can remind himself. Fine. Now, here, Rav Meir said that Yishonis, if, let's say, twice according to Rashi's pshat, Yishonis, that there's a tale. That means like this. If you have a tale is 59 years old, you have a ultra yid that's 70 years old already, and they ask him about this tale. You know anything about this tale? So this tale is called Chadoshes. This is not, it's not 60 years old. It's called Chadoshes. They come over to this elder yid, the younger mentioned, the 40, the 50, they come over to this yid, 75 now. You remember something about, this tale? Doesn't remember anything. Nope. So we rely on this. 55 years ago, this is the, if there would be a tale, and if there would have been a kvure in this tale, 55 years ago, he would have remembered. And if he doesn't remember, so that's called chadoshes. So mamela v'tzrachoykes min ha'ir, he doesn't remember, he doesn't know, Anisha won't bring it there, Ben Hashmoshes won't come there, so if there was a kvura done there, v'kavona, he would have, 55 years ago, he would have remembered. And he says, I don't remember Mizal Redden that there was a kvura there. Finished, it's toyer, the kahanim go, it's lebedik. 55 years ago. You ask this person, or 60, or 60 years ago, do you remember this tale? Was there anything there? And he looks at you the same way. He says, no, I don't remember. 75 years. I don't remember that there should be a kvura there. So Rabbi Meir says, this person, we cannot rely on his zikara. He doesn't remember Taka. That means, but in 60 years, the zikaren, that means the person can hold yediyas in his mind for 55 years, for 58 years, 59 years, and he'll remember. And if he doesn't know of anything, that's proof that there was no kvura there. And I can rely on this. He doesn't remember there should be a kvura. But if he was asked on something that occurred 60 years ago, do you remember in the 60 year, do you remember that there was a kvura there? And he'll tell you the same answer. He'll tell you, I don't remember anything. So there, that what he's saying, I don't remember, does not mean that there was not a kvura. Could be there was a kvura and he knew about it. But after 60 years, his mind and his memory is playing tricks on him, and he doesn't remember. That means he thinks he remembers, but he can make a mistake. That's pshat on this gemara. That means till 60 years, if he says, I don't remember anything, that's edus. That Taka never was a kvura there. If there was a kvura, he would remember. But by saying the statement on something that is 60 years old, he's the same, I don't remember, but I don't remember does not mean that there wasn't a kvura. There could be a kvura in his mind became, and now he doesn't remember, that doesn't mean anything. So what is now in his memory does not mean that it's Taka true. Because the memory becomes niskalkal after 60 years. So Memela, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara is saying, I'm already gezach. So the Gemara is saying that we had over here that Edim can look at a shtar and remind themselves, and they can remember, and they can say Edis. So Rav Chisda says, that is till 60 years. Because their memory is reliable. But after 60 years, they say they remember, but just like when a person looks through green lenses, everything looks green. If he's remembering something that happened 60 years ago, his memory is distorted. He has a distorted memory. So after 60 years, even though he remembers, we can't be samech on his zikaron because a person's memory deteriorates after 60 years. He doesn't remember things that happen after 60 years. Amar Rav Chisda, Shma Mina Merav Meir, Hai Sadusa Ad Shitin Shin Mitkel. Tvei Loi Mitkel. So the Gemara says, V'loihi, it's not true. Hosamu D'loi Ram Yeyalei, Avol Hoche Kivin D'Rom Yeyalei Atele Tuve Nami. Amor Adike Gemara over here. Rash, what's he rash? Shmamino. Mi diktoni le'el. Eze hi yishone shishim shone. If it's at the tale of shishim shone, so then even though we don't remember that there was a kvure, it could be there was a kvure and it was forgotten. The time mishom deloid chir lahu. Sa hai sa dusa, a person's memory is mugbul for 60 years. So the Gemara says no. Over there, it's not mutl on him to remember this. So something that's not mutl, after 60 years, he forgets. This person was made an aid, that you're an aid on a havo. Afilu tuvenami samchinen asadusa imasit. That means memory is dependent. Something that he knows, he's not achroi for this. He's not the Rav HaMachsher on the Tilim, which are in the cities. It's something he remembered, he doesn't remember. But something that he know he was an aid on it. He was an aid b'shas alvo, and he knows that that he'll be asked to say Eidus, so this he puts deep in his head, so Memela, then there's no Shir of 60 years. After 60 years, he'll also remember. I mean, this Amurdike Gemore. I mean, Nachsma, this is what the Chofetz Chaim says in Ovis. The Gemara says, Hu Yamayne Shvochen, one of them was a Boir Sud Sheinem Abetipe. But he never forgot anything. Frek the Chofetz Chaim, Gewaldik. He had a good Zikaron, so he never forgot anything. So the Chofetz Chaim said, no, not he never forgot because he had a good Zikaron. Because it was so choshev by him, that's why he never forgot. Da steht doch in unser Gemara. Unser Gemara sagt, der Yesod. If something is choshev by me, if I realize that they're dependent on me, here this is only an aid. I have to be an aid. So then, Zman will not make him forget this Yediyah. Mash enkein something was loyrom yalei, then there's a sheer taka of 60 years. Ze oimer ksav yodi, the Chazanish is Ma'irer, about Al Kaponim, this is Yonegeya. There are certain Eidis, the Kosh, the Mikol Mokim, Shapikom Rav Chista Shmam Nemidarab Meya, the In Oda Meyed Eidis Lacha Shitin Shnin, the Ba'alma Oda Meyed Eidis Avshaloin is Kavin Lohoi Bishasriye. He says, not every aid is good. The aid is in our Gemara, speaking that he was an aid on Alvo, he chasmed on Alvo, that aid will remember after 60 years. But he says, there's other types of aid. An aid passed by, he saw something, he saw someone was mazik, someone, he saw things that he wasn't appointed to be an aid on it. But he saw it. And he's kosher to be an aid. So now we have to know, till when can he say aidis? I mean, there is a zman, something the loy rom yalei. So why did the Gemara say v'loyhi? It doesn't have to asug ye. But l'maise, it is negeya. It is negeya hilchas aidis. This kasha the Chazanish asks. Ze oimer, zook to Mishnah Baite, ze oimer ksav yodi, beze ksav yodoi shol chaveri. Ze oimer ze ksav yodi, beze ksav yodoi shol chaveri. That means you have two eidim achsumim al ashtar, and each one recognizes his chsime and is mekayim the chsime of the other eid. So you have two eidis on each chsime. Harei eilu namonim, so it's eilu namonim, it's a kosher shtar. It's a mekuyim de kishtar. Ze oimer ze ksav yodi, vize oimer ze ksav yodi. So each one recognizes his own chsime. Tzrichen letzaref imoem acher, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, so that's not sufficient. By kiyim shtoris, you need two edim on each chsime. So memela, you have to have an acher for each one of them. וחכמים אומרים אינם צריכים לצרף עמו עם אחר, אלא נמון אדם לא מזק סב יודי. You don't have to, these two are sufficient. He says זק סב יודי, he says זק סב יודי, that's sufficient. Even though there's only one aid on each chsime. זאת ראשר אלו נמונים, די כתחי סעדי, די מסעדי, הכל קסב וקסב. צריכים לצרף עמו עם אחר, שיקר כסב ידי שתיה, דתרי סעדי באינן הכל כסב וכסב, ותיימה מפורש בגמור. כשתמצא לוימה, so now we have to understand, we have a מחלוקס רבי in the חכמים, if it is sufficient for the עד החוסם to say זה כסב יודי, and the other עד will say זה כסב יודי, if that's sufficient, or if you need two eidim on each chsime. So the Gemara says, "Shetim tzoloimer." When you'll be ma'ayin, you'll be able to be mevar the machloikis of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Ledivrei Rebbe al ksav yodon heimeidim. Ledivrei Chachamim al mona shebeshtar heimeidim. Now let us see Rashi. כשתים צולים לדברי רבי, כשתמיד לסויב דבורו, כסובו רבי הולדס על כסב יודן הם בוין להויד. They're coming to say Eidus al Ksav Yodom. Shemekaimin hashtar bebezdin. The kiyum is, each one is saying, ze Ksav Yodi, we mekaim dachsime. Lefikach, tzorich shnayim al kol Ksav Ksav. He says, the Eidus in Bezdin is, this is my signature. Ledivrei chachomim amonu shebishtach heimeyidu. Anachnu ra'inu hamilve v'chosamnu. That means two Eidus are saying we saw the milve and we chasmed on the shtar. Hilkach b'trei sagi v'loi tzorich chad minayu lasudi adachavrei. Now, be'emesin, b'achsach, this is a moira de kechidish, almone shebishtar heimeidim. Because that what they're saying, Eidus on the halvo, that makes it a milva alpe. If you want to be mekayim this shtar, l'chay need Eidus on each chsime. But the chachomim held in hilchas kiyim, this is sufficient. If I hear from these Eidim that we saw the halvo, in parentheses is a milva alpe, but we wrote we saw the halvo and we wrote a shtar, so in Hilchus Kiyum, this is sufficient. So Memela, I have the shtar in front of him. Well, he said, this is the shtar. So you don't have to be Mekayim the shtar. Really, if you have to be Mekayim the shtar, then halachically, you need to weigh them and need Chsime. But that is sufficient for Kiyum. If the Eidim Achsumim say, we saw the Alvo, and this is the shtar we chasmedan, so we hear from two Eidim, that they saw Alvon, they chasmed on the shtar, so that is sufficient. That is a sufficient kiyum on the shtar. Frag the Gemara, pshite. So the Gemara says, pshite. I mean, that's the machloikes. According to Rabbi Al-Ksav Yodin, he made it. And according to the Chachomim, Mamona Shebishtar, he made it. So the Gemara says, no, I wouldn't know this right away. Mal de teima le Rebbe svuke misafkele. Could be Rebbe is also misupik. That what he says that you need to, that's lechumre. Svuke misafkele I al ksav yodem hemeidim, al oi al moneshe bishtar hemeidim. So therefore, I would think that there's a chumre both ways. It's Kamash Malon that he's telling us, no, that Rebbe holds the brigos al ksav yodem heimeidim. Let us see what Rashi says. Mal de temel Rebbe svuki misafkelei al ksav yodem onu niskokim sheyidu. Do they have to be made al ksav yodem? Ermone shebishta? Umishum shem al ksav yodan heimeidim matzrich treilach al ksav u ksav. Obo mifshet miyeloi pshitele, it could be al mone shebishtar heimeidim. And then there would come out a chumre. Is kamash melon that Rabbi holds bepirus al ksav yodan heimeidim.